Thank you, Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates. First of all, Ukraine appreciates the efforts of MX3 chair to coordinate the work of the group and produce its final report. At the national level, we understand the need to have an adequate response capacity for biological threats. This is why we made substantial efforts to improve emergency response by implementing a field epidemiology training program, FETP, that for the past 4 years provided trained and skilled experts that are able to provide adequate response all over the country. Laboratory safety is one of our key national priorities, which is why we have launched a global laboratory leadership program in Ukraine. All our efforts are now dedicated to the development of the biological safety and security draft law. This draft law will coordinate main areas in biosafety and security, and it foresee a national coordination agency to be established. For the draft law development, we have taken international and existing legislation as a backbone for this draft law. We have also made a decision to create a state control in the field of BSS, which will act through the registration, accreditation, and certification system. We want to underline that strict regulation of pathogen use and overall laboratory work is okay. On the other hand, we have established a risk-oriented approach to the field of BSS. This specific approach is a core area for infection disease outbreak risk reduction and will be a useful instrument in pathogen control. We are also changing our previously used approaches to pathogen classification, and on the national level will introduce them into sub-law requirements for the readiness and response for labs and other entities. The separate area for development is the workforce capacity building and scientific development support, especially in the field of vaccines and response measures for infection disease outbreaks. What we have also come to understand is the crucial role that pharmaceutical independence has in time of a crisis. Which is why we have launched the development of a biocluster and the development of test kits for main pathogens. Indeed, there is a number of laboratories in Ukraine which capacity has been substantially increased with the support of US Defense Threat Reduction Agency. Now these laboratories are a core part of the anti-epidemic protection system in Ukraine. These laboratories are proving their value over and over again during the COVID-19 pandemic by testing sample, by setting an example in internal capacity building to strengthen the pathogen oversight system, legal healthcare initiatives and biosafety training for the national experts to improve health safety, which is one of the national priorities. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I thank you for your